On the KSRO Live Line with us this morning is Paul Piller. He is a 28-year veteran of the CIA, also a senior fellow at Georgetown University. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
It couldn't be better timing to have you on. In mere moments, the hearing will get underway, the confirmation hearing for Gina Haspel to lead the CIA. And news this morning that she is going to say that she will not restart the kind of programs that she was involved with after 9/11 in the CIA. What else can we expect from the hearing this morning?
Well, unfortunately, that whole torture issue or so-called enhanced interrogation techniques is going to dominate the proceedings, which is unfortunate because whether Gina Haspel becomes or does not become the CIA director is not going to have any effect whatsoever on what kind of interrogation techniques are used on detainees over the next 2, 3, 4 years.
Okay, so who is in charge of that then? The president?
Well, no, I'm just saying that the law has changed since the events of several years ago that became such a controversy. And
right,
as you just mentioned, we can expect Ms. Haspel to say quite clearly to the committee, I and any agency I head will obey the current law, which means no more torture.
And how do you feel about that position?
Well, that's the right position. I've certainly been opposed to that technique all along. I'm on record as saying so going back more than a decade. Not only is it contrary to American values and stoops us to the level of the terrorists, but it has yielded bad information. I mean, some of the bad information that was used to sell the Iraq war back during the Bush administration came from exactly this sort of technique.
And apparently there was some video of that kind of interrogation tactic that the CIA did produce and then apparently kept in a safe of some kind. And then they say those tapes were destroyed of those particular instances. And do you like Gina Haspel? Do you think she's a good choice?
Well, I don't know Gina Haspel personally, but everyone I do know and whose view I respect who have worked with her, almost to a man and to a woman, praise her abilities and her performance over her career. And certainly as a former professional intelligence officer, I look favorably on our having the first person, not only the first woman, but the first person who has risen through the ranks of that agency to be nominated as director since Richard Helms and William Colby way back in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, that's true. And a lot of people say that kind of experience is the best, hat to wear when you're in a leadership position, too. I'm sure a lot of people who work at the CIA feel the same way about that. She's kind of young, 33.
Well, she has a whole career under her belt. I mean, she went to work for the agency, fresh out of college, basically. I should emphasize, Pat, that they're looking at past directors of that agency through the years. There's no overriding advantage for an insider versus an outsider. If you think of who has gotten a good reputation or a bad one, who's seen with hindsight as a successful director or an unsuccessful director. We've had some of each. We've had people with political backgrounds, and the one who immediately comes to mind is George H.W. Bush, who was the director of Central Intelligence for 1 year back during the Ford administration, and he became widely admired by the workforce as one of the better directors we've had. And then when he became president, he was known to be an excellent consumer of intelligence, partly because of that background. But the insider, like Gina Haspel, would certainly know more about the arcane business of intelligence. And she came up through the clandestine service, the operational side of the agency, which is the particularly arcane aspect of intelligence, which would be very difficult for outsiders to truly understand. So that would be in her favor.
Any surprises that you would expect in terms of questions or answers at the hearing?
Well, what I would be most interested in, and certainly this is what I would focus on if I were a member of the committee, is just what's going to be your relationship with the Donald Trump White House. It's certainly going to be a lot different than it was with Mike Pompeo, who really functioned as a policy person during his year in the job, and he will continue to play essentially a similar role for Donald Trump as Secretary of State as he did as CIA director. Gina Haspel isn't going to have that kind of relationship. But as former director Mike Hayden has put it in a recently released book he's written, the intelligence community in general, and this includes the CIA, really face a challenge working for a president who, to be quite blunt, as Hayden put it, you know, doesn't respect the truth. And intelligence is all a business of trying to get at the truth of, you know, what is the real situation overseas. And that raises some fundamental questions about how you work for a president like Donald Trump. I think some of the members will be asking about that, and I'll be interested to hear what Ms. Haspel's responses will be.
28 years in the CIA, Paul, how does that affect your life after you're done?
Oh, well, I'm, you know, happily retired, and I haven't had a security clearance for years, and that means I can speak my mind, and it's I'm sort of liberated. I have to say, based on the topic, or given the topic I just mentioned about intelligence in the age of Trump, there would be real stresses and strains, and I'm sure there still are with my former colleagues working under this kind of administration. I should point out the last five of those 28 years,
yes,
I was basically the senior Middle East guy for analysis in all the U.S. intelligence community, and this was during the time, the first part of the Bush administration, when the Iraq War was conceived and launched,
wow,
and sold. And so that was an extremely tense time, and it was when intelligence was being used in a very tendentious sort of way by that administration to sell this extraordinary departure of launching a major offensive war. We don't have quite the same thing going on now, but we have different sorts of tensions and stresses that the people in the intelligence community surely are feeling working under Donald Trump.
Very interesting career choice and career longevity, that's for sure, Paul. We'll be watching, we'll be listening to the Gina Haspel hearings today. Thanks so much for your input on them.
My pleasure.
That is Paul Pillar. He is a 28-year vet, I should say, of the CIA, now a senior fellow at Georgetown University.